This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. A big winter storm came in from the Bering Sea and battered the western Alaska coast Monday night through Tuesday. Some communities like Hooper Bay have reported flooding. Others have reported power outages. KYUK's Christy Schellenberger reports.
There's no cell phone service in Kotlik, which is on the Norton Sound, after 65-mile-per-hour winds knocked out power to the village Monday night. Philomena Keys works for the Kotlik tribe.
We cannot call cell phone to landline or cell phone to cell phone. We can't dial out, but we're able to get phone calls in.
And the airport lights there are also out, preventing planes from landing. Keys says people are collecting coffee cans to fill with oil for lights to guide the planes. But the airstrip is on one side of the slough that divides the village, and the man who maintains the strip is on the other. High tides are preventing him from coming over to plow the runway, which means planes can't land anyway, regardless of the light situation. The Alaska Village Electric Co-op was trying to send a lineman over to restore power on Tuesday. Keyes says that people are stranded in other villages, and the high tides were still coming in on Tuesday.
We're expecting maybe 4 to 6 feet over the high tide line.
The storms took out the power from Bethel to Napakiak Monday night as well. Three linemen and a meterman from AVEC were out in the rain and wind of early morning, restoring power to Bethel and the nearby village of Oscarville. Napakiak is still relying on generators. The village owns the line that connects it to Bethel and is responsible for repairing and inspecting it. Hooper Bay has experienced some flooding. According to Edgar Smith, who works in maintenance, there's little to no damage. Meanwhile, the storm is passing over villages below Hooper Bay. Residents in Tuksuk Bay indicate flooding is ongoing, but no damage was reported. And in Newtok, high waters and rain sank several boats, but there hasn't been any reported damage to homes. Alaska climatologist Rick Toman says this storm isn't unusual.
Didn't quite have this last year. Certainly in 2017, we saw multiple storms like this.
But warming temperatures mean that storms are having a bigger impact.
So this, of course, will not help us form sea ice at all. In fact, in the Bering Sea, there's going to be a loss of what sea ice had formed.
That means the shorelines will have less protection against erosion, and communities along the coast will continue to see flooding from very high tides. Reporting in Bethel with help from Greg Kim, I'm Christy Schellenberger.
Next, in education. Bethel parents may have another daycare option soon. This January, the Lower Kuskokwim School District is hoping to pilot a dual-language preschool in Bethel. However, there are some major hurdles before the district can move forward. Director of Elementary Christina Robbins says LKSD found some extra money this year for some more teachers, so they started talking about a dual-language enrichment, or DLE, preschool in Bethel.
We're definitely hopeful that this happens this spring.
However, Robbins says they still need to find a suitable location, transportation for students, and enough certified teachers. That last part is no small challenge, considering the money for this preschool came from unfilled teaching positions. Early childhood education coordinator Kristen Hanke says if the new preschool does open in January, it would take students off the wait list. She says there are currently 20 children on the wait list for the 4 existing preschools in Bethel, none of which have DLE.
And there may be more families interested if they know it's dual language.
Once students reach kindergarten, the DLE model would mean that half the classes are taught in English and half in Yupik.
But 3- and 4-year-olds learn through play.
Hanke says in dual language preschools, students practice pre-literacy skills with activities like word games in both languages.
We value both of their languages equally.
Hanke said parents can reach out to LKSD to get on the waitlist for the DLE preschool pilot program. She says the district will know by next month if it'll be able to open. LKSD is also exploring additional Yupik classes for middle school. Director of Secondary Education Aaron Schock says the district has a robust Yupik curriculum for its elementary and high schools, but less so for middle school.
We recognize that there are some gaps.
The district has identified a need for conversational Yupik courses in middle school and also for high school students who transfer from schools that don't teach Yupik. Schock says they hope to offer the additional Yupik curriculum for middle and high school by the fall of 2022 or sooner. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. And finally, the administration of Governor Mike Dunleavy has settled a lawsuit seeking to have the Alaska Higher Law declared unconstitutional. Michael Garrotti is an attorney for Colaska, the company that filed the lawsuit. He says the state will pay the company interest and other costs related to past citations against the company. Those citations no longer exist.
They were dismissed as part of the settlement.
The state agreed to pay Colaska $50,000. Garrotti says each side will pay its own legal fees. The settlement comes less than 2 months after Attorney General Kevin Clarkson issued a legal opinion that the law is unconstitutional. The law requires private contractors working on state-funded projects to hire qualified Alaskans as a percentage of their workers. Clarkson said in October that Dunleavy encourages hiring Alaskans for jobs in the state, but he said the federal and state constitutions prohibit laws mandating hiring Alaskans in preference of others. He cited previous court decisions against earlier versions of the law. Anchorage Senator Bill Wilikowski is disappointed with the settlement. He's concerned that the state will no longer enforce the Alaska Hire Law.
It's shocking and disappointing. This is a law that's been on the books for over 30 years. It's been a law that probably 6 or 8 different governors have followed and probably 8 or 10 different attorney generals have followed, Republicans and Democrats and Independents.
Wilikowski is a Democrat. Dunleavy is a Republican. Wilikowski says the legislature should hold hearings on whether the administration is following the law.
The legislature has the right at any time to go ahead and urge the governor to reconsider his position. And if he refuses to do that, then ultimately the legislature could bring a lawsuit and compel the enforcement of the law.
A spokesperson for Dunleavy referred questions to the Department of Law. A spokesperson for the department said in a written statement, like any settlement, this represents a negotiated compromise on both sides. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.